Good morning. It is now 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, October 6th, and the October meeting of the Arizona State Dispensing Opticians Board is called to order. Roll call. Dale Nibley, present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Sherry Mays.
Present.
Michael Farrell.
Present.
Terry Burnham.
Present.
Also with us, we have Megan Darien, and I'd like to welcome our new Assistant Attorney General, Seth Hargraves, to our call and our meeting. Welcome, Seth.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay, moving on, the next item on the agenda is the Declaration of Conflicts of Interest. I hear there are none. We'll move on. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from the September 1st board meeting. Any discussion?
Now, this is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the board meeting minutes for September 1st as written.
And this is Sherry Mays. I would like to second it.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept the minutes of the September 1st board meeting. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Terry, I won't ask because you weren't at the meeting, so I won't even include your vote. It is four.
Okay.
Unanimously approved that the minutes are accepted from the September meeting. Agency Operations Director's Report.
A rule changes request was submitted to GERC on September 7, 2021. And a five-year rule review report, Title 4, Chapter 20, was also submitted to GERC on September 21. Also, license renewal of 2021 started October 1st for 900 active LDOs. Yay, I'm excited about that for this.
Great, okay. Moving on to D, general discussion, and Seth, we're probably gonna need you to weigh in on this. We have information that's available. A lot of what they're asking for is on e-licensing place. And my personal opinion as chairman of this board is they're asking for some information that I don't feel is in our purview to be able to reveal. Some private information that's not on our license applications. Anything on our license applications, they have access to. And I'm just looking if we can get a little direction from the AAG as to is this exceeding our purview as a board, and also with all of our board members being basically volunteer, the work on getting this done would fall entirely on our only employed person, and that'd be Megan, and she's got a ton of stuff on her plate to begin with without adding in another thing that they can get as much information as they need without getting into personal data through our e-licensing.
Well, have other agencies received this request?
I believe they
that's
have.
What I asked.
I'm sorry, Megan, I didn't hear you.
Yes, they said they have, but I have not heard anything from other agencies or other directors.
I guess we need to figure out what exactly, you know, has the board been providing any of this information in the past? It looks like they're updating their processes or database. So has there been some type of exchange of information previously, and how would this differ from that? Because I know in some circumstances the agencies have been obtaining information pursuant to statutes such as, you know, Social Security numbers and other information to help with, as required under the statute, to kind of help with child support, enforcement, and other matters. So I guess I'm not fully understanding what they're looking at, what information they're looking at sharing, and fully what that's going to require of the board, which may be different from what they already may be obtaining from you. I'm just not sure you have enough information here.
I'm reading the letter, what they're trying to accomplish, and I don't understand what anything has to do with this. Board of Spending Opticians. We don't deal with child support. We don't deal with any of those things.
As far as the child support, there is a statute provision that agencies are required to obtain certain information from their licensees and share it with DES for purposes of child support enforcement. This may go beyond that.
They're asking for, again, date of birth, Social Security. Those are very private information. Employer address. We've got a database on our website that contains names. I think their address is on there. I think their phone number, email, their license number, license status. The things they're asking for. It's out there already for the public, and that would make it available to them. This lawful database.
Not all of this information is available. I think we need more information. I think we need to maybe have Megan find out from this agency exactly what information we have been sharing with them, and then go from there. Put it maybe on the agenda for next month. That's
sure.
Just my suggestion.
There was no interface from before sharing information to this agency, ever, from our agency. So they want to get information through e-licensing, and they would like to get our permission. But we can table it, and I can find out more information about it.
Yeah, and maybe between you and Seth, you can get some clarification of, and Seth can find out, is there some requirement, maybe statutory requirement for us to provide this? That's the piece of one. I don't want to get outside of our scope of, rules and regs. I don't have a problem with sharing the data that we already have.
Looking at the information they have listed in the letter, a lot of that is potentially public information that could be shared. And like I said, some information, although it's not directly under the board statutes, there are general statutes that apply to all agencies where some of this information may be shared with them. So it looks like a lot of this information may be able to be shared. It's just a matter of, looking at their bullet points, what exactly are their expectations of the board and board staff who work with them? They just have some general questions. Are you willing to provide the needed details? Like, some of it is public.
Right.
But I think it may need additional information and clarification before the board can, and specifically what exactly, when they get into, can your team work with building over the next 6 months, what dedicated resources, maybe get clarification from them. What are they looking for? What are their expectations? It's kind of tough to commit to something if you don't really know what kind of commitment or expectations they would have from the agency.
Looking at the letter from the Department of Economic Security, again, with the fact that our team consists of 7 volunteers and Megan, and our team are all, except for myself, are gainfully employed. And this would be asking if we're going to have to do more work on this. I just have trouble struggling with how we can do that with one person we have on staff. But I think you're right. We need to get more information. So we'll table that one and we'll put it on the November agenda. By then we should hopefully have more clarification of what all is going to be involved. Because he said, in the next 6 months, well, that's a long time to be involved in a project that is basically already available to them. So let's go ahead and move this on to the future agenda item for next month. And Megan, hopefully you and between you and Seth, you can get the clarification we need and come back and get us better informed as to what's going to be involved in this so the board can make a better thought out decision.
Sure.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, we'll move on to number 5. Application for licensed optician.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for licensed optician from Christina Marie Waymeyer, Crystal Estrada, Yuan Aaron Calvaza, Kathleen Ashley Boyle, and Stacy Pirtle.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to second that motion.
We're moved and seconded to accept these applicants, these 5 applications for licensure in our state. Any discussion? We'll move to a roll call vote. Since there's no discussion, all those that are in favor will say aye. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Any opposed? We want to welcome these 5 opticians into our state's license dispensing opticians. Congratulations.
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 Let's go to 5B.
Deb Bright's here and I say aye.
Okay. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Thanks. I got you on the list now. Welcome. We can go to 5B, which is the application for establishment license.
Before you move forward, I apologize. This is Seth. Can we just get clarification what time Ms. Bright joined the meeting? Does she know what time she joined?
About 10:31, 10:32. I was on mute the whole time.
Just clarification for minute purposes. Thank you.
Right.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's move on to, again, the application for establishment licenses.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the application for establishment licenses from the following locations. America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, number 5052. National Vision Incorporated and Oakley Vault B074.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to second that.
It's been moved and seconded to accept these establishment licenses. Any discussion? We'll move to a roll call vote for this motion. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Those establishment licenses have been unanimously approved. We welcome them into our group of establishments. Okay, we're going to move on to item six. Our future meeting dates scheduled already are November 3rd and December 1st. Future agenda items, we are going to move the 4B, the interface and integration, to the next meeting. Anybody have any other future agenda items? Then we'll do our normal call to the public. Hello, public. Okay, it is now 10:46 a.m. on October 6th, and this meeting is adjourned.
Okay, you guys have a great week. I'll see you next.